AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. At the White House, actor Matthew McConaughey, a native of Uvalde, Texas, talks about the school shooting in his hometown.
You could feel the shock in the town. You could feel the pain, the denial, the disillusion, anger, blame, sadness, loss of lives, dreams halted.
McConaughey, in his tribute to the 19 students and two teachers killed in the attack on May 24th, also urged Congress to pass gun legislation.
We start by making the loss of these lives matter.
The Senate Judiciary Committee heard from Garnell Whitfield Jr., Buffalo's former fire commissioner and son of 86-year-old Ruth Whitfield, one of 10 blacks killed in a racial attack on a grocery store.
I ask every one of you to imagine the faces of your mothers as you look at mine and ask yourself, is there nothing that we can do?
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
We're hoping to actually get an outcome that'll make a difference. In the areas of mental health, school safety, and things that are related to the incidents that occurred in Texas and in Buffalo.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says inflation will be a problem for the economy for a while.
I think that bringing inflation down should be our number one priority. And President Biden, in an op-ed on inflation in recent remarks, has indicated that it is our top priority.
She adds that nearly every nation in the world seeing the impact of inflation following the economic contraction caused by the pandemic, the shipping interruptions, and the sudden resurgence of consumer demand around the globe. Police in Tempe, Arizona are reviewing how it handles water rescues after a video shows three police officers standing nearby as a homeless man drowns. This is AP News. Musician Jim Seals with the group Seals and Croft is dead at 80. AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
Jim Seals was the one with the cap. Together with Dash Crofts, they had a string of hits in the 1970s, including Summer Breeze, Diamond Girl, Get Closer, and We May Never Pass This Way Again.
Darling, if you want me to be.
They broke up in 1980, but had brief reunions in the early 1990s and in 2004. Seals and Crofts met while playing in another band. They were both in The Champs. That's Seals on sax and Crofts on drums. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
$40 billion were wiped out in last month's cryptocurrency meltdown, hitting billionaires and novice investors alike. Folks in Washington have seen enough. Two senators, one Democrat, one Republican, proposing legislation that seeks to build a regulatory framework around the cryptocurrency industry. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.